Hey, I'm back. It's been a while. I was gonna make a video yesterday, and I did or didn't. I didn't use it. I didn't even have the time to upload it and everything else, so making a video now. I think this week is my youngest last week for soccer. And football practice actually starts, I think it's next week. But, you know, he's going to have a lot on his plate. This morning, though, even though I'm super tired, I'm going to wake him up. We're going to go shoot some hoops. Hopefully run a couple drills. See how he's doing. I know that this point in time when I come home and, you know, we go out and do that stuff, it's pretty much the highlight of my day. I love being able to, you know, share the joy that I have and the enthusiasm that I have towards basketball, you know, sports in general, but me being older kind of really helps, especially, you know, going through some things. I'm not, you know, 100% knowledgeable, you know, because, you know, when I played, it was totally different, but I'm able to take advantage of the things that I have available to me, which is, you know, Instagram and YouTube and whatnot, TikTok and whatnot, you know, and I would collect lots of videos, put them on saved playlists that I have, send them to my kid. I don't expect him to do everything that I send him. I kind of just hope that he's able to just at least view it, digest on the thing that he saw and what he possibly, you know, could take from it. That's all I really, really want. Because I believe that if you don't know something, if you at least see it, you can make a connection to it when it might happen to you, you know, around whatever you're doing. But I at least want to give him that information, because I know that he's not going to sit there and specifically go through some things that I look up. But since I'm able to go through that and give him a lot of those videos, tips, tricks, whatever it is, it's easy for me to actually be able to go back to it and go through our chat feed and just say, hey, this, and this. That's if he does it. That's the whole point. Now, this is the first time I've ever done this for him for this year, so we'll see how everything goes since he has football coming up. You know, there's not going to be a lot of room to do the other things, but we'll see how it goes and play it by ear, because I know that he's going to be super tired, especially when you have to run a lot. I mean, that's what you do in football. So as long as he's semi-ready by the time, you know, the training actually starts, I think he'll be good. Now, of course, it is up to him. It's summer. What kid don't want to, you know, stay home and sleep a little bit more, or, you know, stay out a little bit later, whatever it is. I'm just hoping that he finds that fine line where he can say, okay, well, I have all these options, opportunities, but what are my goals and the things that I really want to accomplish overall, instead of just, you know, I'm going to go play with my friend today and then, you know, the next day just stay home and lounge all day. And you, I don't mind. I tell my kids, like, I don't care if you want to do that, but if you want to achieve something greater than you, you know, can possibly believe that you can do, you got to do a little bit more. You got to work harder at it. You got to, like I said, even looking at videos, that type of thing kind of brings you up to speed with certain things that you might be working with or need to work on. So it's so much easier and beneficial for my kids, at least, to, you know, do their own research, you know, because it's their life, right? So, like, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, even if they don't play, even if nothing ever happens because of this, that's okay. I mean, that's part of life. Like, you live, you grow up, and then you decide, or it's decided for you what happens in your life. But it really did. Everything's determined on the amount of effort you give. And, you know, like, say me, like, I got out of school, I had to get a job, I did this and that, I had kids young, I went that route, you know. But, you know, someone else in my position could have done something differently. But it really all really depends on what you want. Now, of course, me now, my tendencies or things that I want to work towards have a lot to do with the content that I put out. Now, can't say like my kids' basketball games or football games or anything like that, you know, have really any bearing on all of that. But the little things that I, the little clips that I make daily or hopefully daily, and these videos, I think eventually we'll probably catch on. Now, gonna have more content, there gotta be more meat to the bone in order for people to watch, pay attention, or even care. But that's okay. I am not in any hurry. I know I'm, what, 41 now? But my kids are still in the house. You know, I still have a lot of time that I want to spend with them instead of having to set my life aside and you know, say, hey, I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna separate. I just don't want to do that, because once these little amount of years are over, you don't get it back, right? Your kids grow up, become adults, they do what they're gonna do as they get older. So I don't have that opportunity. You know, when they get older, they're gonna be busy. They're not gonna have time to spend with their dad, and I get it. I knew how it was. Gotta work. Gotta support yourself. Gotta support other people. You know, it really is determined on, you know, where your mindset is. So I'm gonna get my kid up, and we're gonna go do things. He's expecting it. He wants to learn. He wants to show up and put forth effort. And he also wants to be able to achieve things that, you know, he never could have before. And it just takes time. And you know, that's why I have patience. Not just because I have kids. I have patience because I see what things, you know, can happen, you know, not in the positive way. So I have to be positive. I have to be more uplifting and motivated to give that motivational speech to my kids. So anyways, I'll talk to you later. Have a good day.